Hi, folks. Wanted to share a story with you today with regard to something that happened in my business that wasn't overly positive, really. Really difficult situation. I had overlooked. Let me just give you a little background. We have a telemarketer that works for our company, and this person books appointments for us. And she started recently. She's only been with us for, about a month. And anyway, so she had apparently booked two appointments for me and sent them to me in emails through a CRM, a client relationship manager that we have. But anyway, I overlooked the leads. I didn't get them. I didn't see them. I missed it. It was completely my fault, completely my mistake. And they were both really good leads. So these were appointments that I was supposed to go on about 2 weeks ago and missed them. So immediately what triggered in my mind after she got done yelling at me, because she was really upset, and rightfully so, she should be upset. She busts her can to book those appointments, and then I didn't go on them. So it makes her look bad, it makes the company look bad, and quite frankly, it makes me look bad. But in that moment, the first thing that triggered in my mind was the E plus R equals O model. And I'll reiterate that. What that really stands for is we have events, we have responses, and then we have outcomes. And what that means is every outcome that we achieve in our life is the result of how we've responded to a previous event. So I immediately told myself that these two events, or this one event of missing these two appointments, does not define me. It will only define me if I let it. And I also realized that, you know, here's the event, I missed the appointments, my response will determine how this turns out. So my response was to be very apologetic and to be very honest. I then told her that after we hung up the phone, I was going to call the two prospects, be completely honest and tell them what happened, and then try to reschedule them. And so I told her I was going to call her back right after I did that. And the reason I did that is I wanted to hold myself accountable. I wanted to make sure that I did it, and I did it right away. And that ties into another point. Now, you can imagine the fear that I felt and the discomfort that I felt having to call these two companies knowing that I blew them off on an appointment. I just didn't show up. So naturally, it triggered fear. I started sweating profusely, and I knew that if I didn't call them right away, I would probably run the risk of talking myself out of it. So that's one of the messages here. Whenever you start to trigger a story, if you can take action right away, the sooner the better, because the longer you wait, the harder it gets. The longer you give your gremlin, the longer you give your inner voice the chance to work on you, the less likely it is that you're going to actually make a call. So as soon as you start to think about warm chattering somebody, or as soon as you start to think about calling someone, call them, because the longer you wait, oftentimes the harder it gets. So just make the call. Do it. Because you won't give the story the chance to work and work and work and work and work and build up your fear. So the end result was both prospects understood. The one guy was a little bit abrupt at first, but I just told him what happened. I said, I think, you know, being honest is the best thing that I can do here. I really apologize. And both prospects rescheduled. So I'm heading out to see both of them next week. So the message here is twofold. Remember, events don't define you. We've talked about this. We've talked about it a lot, but I want to remind you, this is how you apply the information here, because you're going to have bad events in your business as well. People don't respond. People don't show up. There's a lot of different things that happen, but it's your response that defines you. It's not the event itself, and how you decide to respond is completely up to you. And it's in those moments of decision that your destiny is made. That's one of my favorite quotes. In your moments of decision, your destiny is made. So you'll have a decision to make as to how you're going to respond, and it's how you respond that will determine your outcome. And the second thing is, when you're in a situation where you know you're going to call somebody, you really want to call somebody, or you want to approach somebody, do it right away. Because the longer you wait, the harder it gets. So I was really proud of myself for taking action and doing it right away, getting it done, getting it off my plate, and also clearing my head of it. Because think about how long I would have been carrying that around, thinking about how I missed those appointments and, you know, how bad it was of me and all this. And I really could have run myself into the ground. for being disappointed with myself. But instead, I took action. I took action right away. And the result, fortunately, ended up being a good one. So wanted to share that with you. Keep blogging your information, and we'll keep posting as well. And we're looking forward to the next 25 or so days. Talk to you soon.